The Guardians, Path of Ascension, by Bruce R.F. Chapter 4, Early Signs of Frey. Winding gears and whining electric motors are buzzing loudly and humming up the room. Simon has been rather busy the last few days, burning the midnight oil, testing, calibrating, and retesting again and again. Time seems to pass him by as he tinkers. Vzz, vzz, sounds the micro-drill, tightening a screw. Reaching for a small capacitor, he then maneuvers his head to see through the mountain of debris cluttering his workstation. Microchips, tools, and various computer parts are all scattered about the place. Chuckling to himself, he thinks about the future and the crap he will pull when Selden returns. With his focus so involved in his work, he doesn't even hear Jazra come into the room. She was asleep, but the crack of light and the annoying sounds of his tools woke her.
Come to bed,
she lets out softly while nestling close to Simon. He turns with a soft sigh. I'm working. Besides, I know he's working just as hard, he says.
Speaking of,
she starts to say, with her head resting on his shoulder,
I don't feel him anymore. I stopped feeling him a few hours ago. It worries me.
Simon shrugs, offering a soft kiss. He's probably just out of range. I wouldn't worry. Sai can handle himself. Go back to sleep, he says, while running his fingers affectionately through her hair.
But I want you to come with me. Your project will still be here in the morning,
she says, tightening her hug around him. Shaking his head, Simon lets out. I can't, hun. I'm so close to getting this prototype ready. I can't stop now. He'll be back before we know it, he says, turning his gaze back to the project at hand and pulling the tiny magnification device on the head mount over his eye. Jazra seems annoyed. She has her own passions for their training, but not now. She wants her boyfriend to at least spend a few hours with her, even if only sleeping. She crosses her arms and sighs out of frustration, sitting down beside him while grazing his arm with her emerald nightgown.
What exactly are you working on that can't wait till tomorrow?
She inquires, while touching the spongy material on his desk. Simon grins widely, staring through the magnified view. It's the biosuit I told you about, he answers.
Oh, you mean that thing you've been secretly working on all year?
She asks rhetorically, with an almost sarcastic tone. Simon nods. Yep. I just finished coding the software, and now I need a prototype to test it. Jazra shrugs.
Well, it looks like diving gear to me,
she comments, while playing with the material. Simon displays the fabric, peeling back the layers. I guess it could look like a scuba suit. On the outside is neoprene for flexibility and comfort. Between the layers of neoprene are several layers of SpectraShield to redirect the energy from blunt force attacks. The electronics will draw the energy in to benefit me, he laughs, imagining a scuffle with Selden. Then on the inside, there's a biosynthetic gel to keep me well-insulated, warm, and prevent itching. It'll also help carry nerve signals so that I can feel the material as if it were a second skin, he explains. Jazra yawns, making a tired face.
That's so cool,
she comments.
So if I touch you, you'd feel it.
Right, he answers.
And if I try to hit you, the suit would just steal my energy? She asks.
Shaking his head, he responds. No, it won't pull energy out of you. It just takes the force of impact and converts it into energy, then gives me a charge. I can't wait to use it on Sai. Can you imagine how pissed he'd be when he realizes he can't hurt me? Simon chuckles. She smiles back and snickers at the idea, if only half-heartedly. They're all very competitive with each other, so anything to tip the scale, even a dick move like this, is always a source of amusement. Simon keeps on talking for a while about his grand scheme and how this suit will enable him to realize his goal of becoming the guardian of technology. She exhales, while listening and resting her chin in her hand, propped with an elbow on his desk. Simon continues to fiddle with the material, attaching one odd instrument after another.
And what are these things?
She questions, feathering the thin metallic barbs protruding from the inside of the spine of the material. They burrow down into my meridians and help carry ether from my core, making me faster when it comes to using energy abilities. While we're on the subject, how's your training going? I see you've added another watch, he comments, noticing the three watches trailing up her right wrist just under the sleeve of her nightgown. Smiling, she brushes her left hand over her right arm, feeling for them. She pauses, looking down in an attempt to avoid her initial reply, which she thinks would be too rude even for her. She wants to tell him that if he'd been spending time with her, he would probably know the answer.
I'm getting better at foreshadowing, and the watches give me a frame of reference between an episode and the event that follows. They're occurring more and more frequently, sometimes one on top of another.
The watches make it easier to keep track, she tells him. Ah, I see. But don't you mean foreseeing? He asks in a corrective tone.
Whatever,
she scoffs. I'm just teasing. Beep, sounds one watch, as she presses the button. What's that? Simon seems curious. Jazra simply shakes her head, while making a childish, squinty face. Well, I have something else I want to show you, he says, rummaging through the clutter of his desk. Ah, here it is, fresh off the centrifuge. He presents a clear vial of liquid. Jazra takes a sample and fiddles with it for a moment as she examines the solution.
Nanites, version 2,
she says calmly with a smirk. Beep, the watch sounds again. Simon draws back in his chair for a second, returning her a puzzled look.
And just how did you know that, dear?
He asks. Like I said, I've been working on my foresight, she answers, allowing her inner child to come out once again, as she playfully blows him a raspberry.